Great.
Great. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us this afternoon. I am calling to order the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission public hearing at, what time is it right now? 4:05 p.m. Yep. Commissioners present today are, let's see, what do we have? We have Ed, we have Sharon, and we have Kristen Hoffman, and Nikita Burns, myself, and then we have staff member Nicholas Armada. Today, the commission will be holding public hearings to review applications in accordance with the Commonwealth of Massachusetts executive order suspending certain provisions of the open meeting law, including the July 16th, 2022 amendment, extending this suspension of these provisions until March 31st, 2025. We are conducting these meetings online to ensure public access to deliberations of the Aberdeen Architectural Conservation District Commission. The public may also access this call through telephone and video conferencing. This hearing will be recorded. Any further conversations between commissioners should be audible to the public in attendance until the hearing has adjourned. Are there any media present or elected officials currently present? If so, please state your name and title and affiliation. I'm hearing none. The members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform, and we will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. So the first item on our agenda today is a design review, and it is for application 230964 for 4 Wallingford Road. The proposed work is to replace the upper level windows due to the fire. And I will pass over to the applicant.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everyone. My name is Ryan Gosden on behalf of the owner of 4 Wallingford Road. With me on the call as well as Anna Brooke, who is the owner of the property. As was mentioned, this is an application for design review concerning the second floor windows. A fire occurred at this property back in May of 2021. And as a result of the fire, the entire interior portion of the property needed to be remediated and renovated in its entirety. During the fire, I believe it was actually when the fire hose went in, but primarily as a result of the water. The two windows that you can see on the left, those had to be replaced. And I think if you scrolled, I don't know if Nicholas is controlling it, I think the third picture you can see where that was immediately after the fire. So those had to be removed. And we were going through the process for approvals for the interior work, which required zoning relief, just strictly with respect to some slight modifications to the FAR. But while that was going through, there was exposure to the elements and water. So the contractor at that time had to replace the windows. And he replaced them with 3 vinyl windows. The former windows were vinyl. It's just now been strictly replaced with 3 opposed to 2. But the proportions and dimensions of the actual cutout have not changed. I know prior to coming here previously, I had a discussion with Nicholas with respect to the window above the deck, if you will call it, the porch. And there was a question raised with respect to whether that window was replaced. I know some of the earlier pictures, it looks like it might have been wood, or if the top portion of the window may have been 2 panes versus 1. But it's our understanding and discussions with both the owner and the contractor that that has not been replaced, that it is in fact still the same window that's always been there, which is vinyl. I think the earlier pictures might have just been dirty, or if there was a screen on it, we're not entirely sure what it might be. But before you today, we believe that the only thing that we're seeking approval for is the 3 windows on the left, if you will. Having said that, you know, we understand that this is not ideal, that the windows have been replaced, but it was not something that anybody anticipated or wanted to go about it this way. It was strictly, you know, what they had to do as a result of the fire. But we're happy to answer any questions or take any actions that you might think are necessary.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate that. So for the record, I do have, let me just show you for a share. So this is a Google Street View from September of 2018, and it clearly reflects that this window above the front door was in fact a 2 over 1 window, and it does look like it was wood. Additionally, there is a window on the side profile of the property, which is a 6-over-1 window, which would be appropriate for a Queen Anne shingle style building, which this is of that same vintage. And so, it would be staff's recommendation that the front windows, the existing front windows are replaced with either a wood or aluminum clad window with divided lights that are applied on the exterior and interior, but not snap-ons. So with that, I can turn it over to the commission for questions and comments.
And if I might just quickly, we do have a photograph, and again, we're frankly confused about that window ourselves, but I do have a photo that the owner was able to obtain from the interior portion. Oh, I can't share my screen, but there was a picture from the interior of that room. And from as far as we can tell, it does still appear to be a 1-over-1 pane. So we're confused as well as what that might be.
It's right there on the screen. So we don't need to see the pictures. It's pretty clear as day. So commissioners, questions, comments?
I observe that consistency in the window styles would be more appropriate for this building. And I understand the need for a rapid replacement of the after the fire of the vinyl windows. But if at all possible, I would recommend going back to the initial 6-over-1 window style and 2 windows, not 3 as shown here. And the 6-over-1 with the divided lights would be consistent with the sample that we saw just around the corner of that eave where it's facing up Wallingford Road.
I'd like to chime in. I'm sorry, my connection is a bit unstable today, so turning off the video seems to help a bit. So I do apologize. I just want to say that I concur with Sharon.
I agree as well.
Ryan, is the window on the right side, was that altered by the fire at all, this window here?
Not, I don't know if Anna is still on and can chime in, but it was our understanding. Anna, I don't believe, lives in town. And our communications with the contractor who had been overseeing the property since, again, the property has been sitting vacant since the fire, it was our understanding that only the 2 windows on the left were replaced. I understand, what you're saying with respect to the porch. I hear you, I understand. But I don't believe that the side window has changed.
Correct. The only window, we replaced that top left window because it was boarded up for more than a year at the time when it was boarded up, and it was just being destroyed on the inside, and we were still in the process of getting the permits. So the contractor just replaced it with the closest thing that he found. When I asked about the top right window, he said that there was some window that was broken that they fit on the second floor. He couldn't tell me which one or which one of his guys did it. That they didn't replace it, but they fixed something because it was falling out of the frame. So I tried to track down that top right window and whether it was a screen or what it was. But as Ryan said, that I'm not local, so I wasn't overseeing it, but those are that top left front window is the only one damaged.
Okay. Anna, how long have you owned the property?
Since 2006 or 2007.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And did the contractor actually obtain permits before installing these windows?
For the window, no. And it was, I asked them to do it, and here asking forgiveness where it probably should have asked permission, and he just took the closest thing because we had water coming in, and I was also like getting some questions from I don't know what department, but asking, is the building abandoned, what's going right. on? It was getting attention of not great attention, so we replaced the boards with the windows.
Great. Okay. Commissioners, any additional questions or comments?
This may be tangential, but the three-car garage, that belongs to the house facing Commonwealth Avenue. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, fine. So we're just looking at this one with the fieldstone fence and porch.
Yes.
Okay, there is one other thing. Now, I live around the corner from this building, and of course, I've always noticed the four single-family homes over the years. It's attractive, but was it originally shingle style, or was it vinyl from many years back? Do you know?
It was kind of that. That's an old, I guess, Google Street View of it. Mm-hmm. And it was changed to the vinyl, multiple years ago with a permit.
Well, we'll have to talk about that individually, Anna, because it's not part of the scope of work here, but right.
Okay.
I'll reach out to you about that in a little bit. Mm-hmm. All right.
So the windows. I would ask Nikita to make a proposal that we accept it. But the design of the window should replicate the 6/1 lights and the two windows, rather than the vinyl replacement windows that we see here. Also that it should be aluminum clad or wood, whichever is easiest to obtain.
All right. And Sharon, before anyone makes a motion, we have to take public comment.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah,
it's okay.
Moving ahead.
Every couple of meetings, one of us forgets. It's fine.
Yeah. Sorry,
I'm gonna read the public comment portion. So thank you so much, commission members, for the discussions, and we'll turn it over to the public. Members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform, and we will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing.
Okay. So public comment is now open. I'm not seeing anybody's hand being raised. Let me double check in the system to see if anyone submitted any digital public comments. Hold, please. I am not seeing any other public comments that were submitted via email or online, so we can close public comment for this application.
Awesome. So public comment is now closed, and we will move on to the voting portion. So I will ask, does a commissioner have a motion? So I'll pass it back to you, Sharon.
Thanks, Nikita. All right. I'd like to make a motion that we approve the windows with the following provisos: that the replacement windows that face Wallingford Road have the style of 6/1 truly divided lights, and that the windows be two windows instead of the three that we saw in the earlier photo, and that the windows be either aluminum clad or wood. Have I covered all of the points?
I believe you did, yes.
I'd like to second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, sorry, folks. What about the window to the right? So the one that's above the door?
So this was if I could ask too, I was just going to ask for clarification. I know, with respect to the 6/1, I assumed that was relative to the right, but I didn't know if that was applicable to the left as well, or if that's what we're talking about.
So Sharon, my staff recommendations are for these two windows to be 6/1 wood or aluminum clad, and this to be 2/1, because this is the, this
one. Oh, I'm sorry, you're right. I Yeah.
That was my staff recommendations. If you wanted to modify that, or you could keep your original recommendation, but those are my staff recommendations.
No, I followed the staff recommendation because given the size of the window over the porch, 6/1 would look rather distorted given the size of the window.
Yeah, and we know what was originally there.
Yes.
So it sounds like you're amending your motion. Yes. Nikita, as a second, do you accept that amendment?
Yes, I accept the amendment. I'm sorry, my connection's being really wonky. The amendment is accepted, and I'll do another roll call. Can you guys hear me?
We can hear you perfectly. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So all commissioners in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I'm hearing no opposed. Okay, so the application, give me one second. The application 230964 has been accepted.
Okay, great. All right, Ryan, you're all set. I'll get you a letter out first thing tomorrow morning. And if you have any questions in the meantime, just shoot me an email and I'll do the best I can to answer as soon as possible.
Absolutely will do. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's move on to the next application on the agenda. We have application 231063 for 4 Cheswick Road. And the proposed work is to fabricate and install a 16-ounce red copper flashing on each arch. So I'll pass it over to the applicant, if David's here.
Watch me very quickly.
Is the applicant here? Going once, twice. All right. I'm not seeing the applicant. Looks like they did a no-show, so we will have to defer to the next month on that one. Yes. And so we can.
Go ahead, Nick. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Sorry, Nikita. So what we can do is we can move on to the, I'm trying to think if we should do this administrative one. Yeah, why don't we do the administrative one, because this section of the administrative items have been determined to meet the standards of the district. This top item does not. So what I'll do is if you decide to approve the administrative item, what I'll do is I'll indicate that he has to appear for this copper portion of that. I can clarify that. So if we just want to do the administrative approval now.
Absolutely. Okay, so we'll move on to the administrative review for application number 231063. And it's a spot masonry repairs to the front entranceway of 4 and 6 Cheswick Road. Masonry repairs to match the existing using ConProCo matrix mortar. Once
you got it.
Okay, great. Thank you. And is there any discussion among any of the commissioners before we open up to public comment?
I think the address is 4 and 8, Chiswick.
Oh, 4 and 8. Okay. Yep. 4 and 8?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Great. Is there any other comments, questions? Hearing none, we'll open up the public comment. So members of the public will have an opportunity to ask questions and provide public comment on applications and discussions. To do so, please raise your hand in the application via the Zoom meeting platform, and we will repeat these instructions throughout the hearing. And public comment is now open.
Great. I am not seeing any public comment here currently, so we can, let me just double check the digital file. I am not seeing any other public comment in the digital file, so we can close public comment for the administrative review items.
Great. So public comment is now closed and we'll move on to the voting portion. Is there a motion from a commissioner?
I'll make a motion to approve.
I second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Hearing none, application 23-1063 has been approved.
Next up we have are the meeting minutes from the April, May, but I believe it was actually April because we didn't have a hearing in May. So this would be the April 13th public hearing minutes. That was my mistake.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. So we'll move on to the ratification. So is there a motion from a commissioner?
I'll make a motion to accept as written.
I second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Hearing none. April 13th public 2023 public hearing minutes have been ratified.
Great.
And we move on to the next section. Is it staff updates?
So just for the record, while we're recording here, we were originally anticipating that we would vote that which is required by our legislation annually for the chair and vice chair. We have all collectively decided that we would defer that until the July hearing, at which time Ed will consider whether or not he wants to serve as vice chair. but he, no pressure whatsoever, Ed.
A little pressure, Ed, if you.
I don't feel any pressure whatsoever. Yeah. I've got a month to figure it out.
Yeah. So we'll do that. So
would it be easier? I mean, it sounds like it's going that direction. If you know, we could vote on it. If everyone feels strongly about me taking it on, we can go for the responsibilities. Or
Ed, I would feel more comfortable. Ed.
Yes.
Well, I would feel more comfortable if Ed were to think about it a little bit.
That's fair.
That was his initial gut reaction. I don't want to pressure him to do anything. So Ed, if you don't mind, let's do a mandatory hold until next July or this July, so you can make a decision then. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds perfect. Thank you. Sorry.
I don't want to pressure you. Yeah.
That's all right.
I don't want to pressure you, but.
So there's a couple staff updates, and I'm sorry, I'm going to have to just duck 1 second here. Sorry about that. So a couple things. So we've recently hired a new executive director of historic preservation. A gentleman by the name of Murray Miller will be starting on Monday, and he will be the head of operations here, and we'll be doing our rounds for him to say hello to all of the commissions and all of the other representatives. So, I'll send out more information as we have it, but, feel free to shoot him a note once he's on board to say hello. And just for clarification, Roseanne Foley is still going to be the executive director of the Landmarks Commission. This new executive director role is actually a brand new role that was created to kind of expand the Office of Historic Preservation. So he'll be starting on Monday, and we're all very much looking forward to that. Secondly, I just wanted to make everybody aware that we will be having an exhibit at Faneuil Hall on June 16th at 1:00 p.m. We will have a exhibit in regards to slavery in the city of Boston. So oftentimes we think slavery is a sin of the South, but there in fact was slavery here in Boston and New England for a long period of time. And our city archaeologist has actually dug up some artifacts from underneath Faneuil Hall that are representative of some of the enslaved people who occupied those spaces. So it's a very powerful exhibit. And I highly recommend if you can stop down to Faneuil Hall during this opening ceremony, it's highly encouraged. If you can't make it for the opening ceremony, the exhibit will be open for an extended period of time. So if you get a chance, stop by and see. It's a pretty powerful exhibit. We got a lot of really great feedback from members of the African-American community throughout Boston. I was part of that process, getting their feedback. And we really feel that we've developed a really comprehensive and moving exhibit that will help shed light on this really important subject. So if you can make it, by all means, please stop by. If anyone needs any details or needs a reminder of when and where, just shoot me an email. I'd be happy to provide that information to you.
Just to confirm, that's June 16th at 1 p.m. at Faneuil Hall?
1 p.m. At Faneuil Hall. The ceremony will be outside in front of the Sam Adams statue, which is just off of Congress Street. And if you could make it, it would be great. It's a pretty powerful exhibit.
So. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
And, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And we obviously, as a Boston-born African-American woman that gets to have the privilege to be serving with my colleagues here on this commission, and it's definitely something that I look forward to being able to go to, and it just shows where we're at right now in comparison to where we started. So that never escapes me. As you know, we've had long conversations about that, so I appreciate that this for us to go to.
Awesome. So I'll email over the details in case anyone's interested in attending. So great. Cool. So that's all I have for staff updates, Nikita. So the only thing we'll need to do is a motion to adjourn.
Perfect. So is there a motion from a commissioner?
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I'm not hearing any, and we are adjourned.
Great.
Okay. Nick, before you run off, I have a question.
Yep, let me just stop the recording real quick. Sorry.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Let's see here. Okay, are you sure you want to stop recording?